What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and I have an open letter from Steve Krause to the Republican Party here in Ohio, and this is something that we've mentioned many times in this radio program. Remember, we were among the very, very first people to tell you about how the Democrats were running. Those that have voted for Biden, those that have voted for not for Biden, but for Obama, these people were running. All of a sudden, they switched party, and they were running as Republicans in conservative areas where Democrats couldn't get elected. And so a lot of people, not only seeing an R behind their name, never took the time to find out, you know, and vet the candidate. They just voted for whoever had the most amount of signs out there, whatever the name recognition was, which was stupid. But we were telling you, listen, folks, listen, you better pay attention. Well, this is how we ended up with what they call the Rhino Blue 22. So here's the letter. Open letter to the Ohio Republican Party Central Committee. Would you like to bring integrity back to the Republican Party of Ohio? As a fellow Republican, I'm in shock, dismayed, and sickened by how corrupt, dishonest, and unlawful our party has become. Virtue seems to be replaced by the Three Stooges, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. I expect this from Democrats. However, I believe our party have been infiltrated by Democrat saboteurs. You really think so? A treacherous group pretending to be Republicans to gain control of the party and then violate all ethics and morals and democracy. However, I have good news. Here is a way to clean up the party of bad actors. You are a bouncer of the Ohio Republican Party, the safeguard of Republican Party values, platform, and ideas we hold dear. It is your sworn duty, as duly elected Republican State Central Committee members, to uphold these values and to protect, defend, and if necessary, punish those whose actions have come into question. Simply put, you are the bouncer. We are having a Republican Party, and there are very bad actors inside our midst, showing discord, mayhem, and not abiding by the party rules and bylaws. We, your constituents, request and require and demand that you do your job and expel these party crashers. I'm talking about the Blue 22. I'm asking that you vote to disaffiliate them from the party with a yes vote on the next state central committee meeting on April 26th. Well, that's this Friday, I believe, yep. I know this will take courage, and some will try to say this will lead to Trump losing Ohio. No, it won't. Listen, these are Democrats. The Rhino Blue 22, I don't care if they've got an R behind their name, these are Democrats. They've voted in all the elections up to that for the Democrats. Rest assured, nothing can be further from the truth. Trump will be fine, but the Ohio House is not. Speaker Stevens already broke our party bylaws and spent Republicans' raised money against fellow Republicans. Now it's rumored he will seek gun violence law passage. I've never seen a violent gun in my life, and all the while spending Republicans' money to help the Democrats, like Heidi Workman's opponent, to win in the fall because Stevens is their guaranteed a yes vote to remain in power. You have a golden opportunity to stop this madness and return the supermajority back to the Ohio Republican Party. We need 34 yes votes. We have maybe 29. We need you to help twist some about five arms. Chairman of the Republican Party is Alex Trantafillo. And he has stated that he will not allow disaffiliation to be brought up on his watch. We believe we would have 37 yes votes if he allowed it to be discussed at the meeting. We need to apply pressure to change the chairman's mind. Now, folks, I will give you his number and let him know, okay, you need to again, bring back Republicans to the Republican parties, not the Rhino Blue 22, to disaffiliate. You need to disaffiliate with the Rhino. See what they do. They hold office as Republicans, but they always vote with the Democrats, folks. And so here's his number. This is that Alex Trained to Philo. His number is 513-535-5220. Again, his number is 513-535-5220. One more time, 513-535-5220. Give them a call and tell him they need to disaffiliate with the Rhino Blue 22. So I'm going to stop right there, Joe, on this one.
Well, I've got some big news. You remember, of course, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The FBI came and stormtroopers. Well, there is a new report. Documents show that Biden collusion with the prosecutors over the Mar-a-Lago raid. So with all these questions, we know now that the Biden White House was colluding with the prosecutors to attack Trump over the documents there. And, you know, we know this case, there are new reports now that the had ties, and this is despite the claims of course, Attorney General Merrick Garland. This assessment is a report from the Gateway Pundit, which confirmed Judge Lean Cannon, hearing the documents case against Trump, ordered key parts of the evidence to be unredacted and released. Now, this report explains that Jack Smith, wanted to hide the fact that the National Archives had had several conversations with the Biden White House. So, you know, we know Trump had some. We know Biden had some, but, you know, they didn't bring charges. Pence had them. But here Trump and his team were working with the government. Usually the National Archive Agency negotiates with anybody outgoing presidents for over-disputed documents. This happens all the time. But all of a sudden, while Trump's team was working with him, they decided to issue the criminal, you know, attack in the courts. And this was the trigger for this SWAT team FBI raid there in Mar-a-Lago. So now we know that also new evidence reveals that Archives lawyer Gary Stern confirmed he had discussions with the White House about Trump's disputed documents. So the report said now we know that Merrick Garland's claim about independence from the investigation into Trump are lies. The Biden White House and DOJ were both involved in developing a case against Trump on the mishandling of documents. And the report finally said the unredacted documents show the Department of Energy discovered Trump had an active security clearance after he was indicted, so they retroactively terminated it. He had a active security clearance, which covered him, but, oh, after the fact, they terminated his clearance, which is not done to a ex-president. So there you have the truth is coming out, but it always comes out after months and months of bad press and, you know, Donald Trump's horrible, he did this, he did that, you know, and all this court stuff. And now we're hearing a little bit of the real truth, how it was collusion, right? Not Russian collusion, but Department of Justice and Biden White House collusion.
Exactly. It is. You know, again,
this is total corruption.
This is what you have in third world countries, where these dictators, they go after their opponents. And that's exactly what...
Yeah, we call them banana republics, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. And so that's what we have here today. And, you know, they have, no matter how corrupt it is, the so-called mainstream media, they are in clear collusion. You know, they're, again, betraying the American people. You know, they'll cover for Biden no matter what he does. No matter what he does, they'll cover for him. And so, you know, if you're an American and a patriot, and especially a Christian, those in the mainstream media, and by the way, there's not one journalist left. I've been trying to see if I can find one. There's not one journalist left. They're a bunch of hacks.
Who was that one lady, Laura Logan, is still out there trying to tell the truth, and she's been pushed around and beaten up. But there's a couple that are out there trying, but...
No, I'm talking about in the mainstream media. There's
mainstream,
none.
Mainstream, no, there's not one in the mainstream.
No, You have, well, virtually a media whores.
It's like this story. Here is this big-time judge, you know, Judge Elaine Cannon, ordered this evidence to be unredacted, ordered it to be released, and here what? Gateway Pundit had it, World News Daily, WND.com had it, but Fox News knew. None of the big news groups had this story. So, again, lies by omission. They try not to tell you what's going on. They don't have to lie to you. They just don't tell you the important things you need to know.
Right. Absolutely. All righty. Here's an article. Oregon-assisted suicide hit record high as number of people killed jumps 32%, Joe. Like, this is the death culture. Of course, Oregon is a blue death state. The state of Oregon had the highest number of assisted suicides, and these are just murders. Since the practice began in 1998. The latest annual assisted suicide report, Oregon Death, they call it Death with Dignity. It's not death. There's no dignity there. Released last month, has revealed a total of 367 people ended their lives by assisted suicide, and they're assisted and they're pressured big time, you know. You're sitting around, and mom and pop, you know, all they're doing is they're just sitting on my inheritance, and, you know, if they would just hurry up and die so I can spend it while I have time, right? That's the mindset that you have with so many people there.
Remember a couple of years ago we were doing the story how they were trying to talk about the doctor-assisted suicides for people on old people on Medicaid, Medicare. They were trying to promote it, you know, as part of your planning for your last days type of thing. Mm-hmm. And that got shot down, but they were trying to bring this kind of stuff up years ago, and it didn't quite fly then, so now it's slowly coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, the latest annual assisted suicide report released last month revealed that a total of 367 people ended their lives by what they call assisted suicide in 2023 in Oregon. The figure represents a 32% increase in death by, I don't want to say assisted suicide, I want to say...
Coerced.
Coerced suicide, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Among they talked them into it. Yeah, they were encouraged, coerced. Yeah.
Among the end-of-life concerns listed by those who ended their lives, almost half, 43.3% of all those who ended their lives, reported being concerned about being a burden on their families and friends. Now, I wonder where they got the idea that they were...
People tell them, you don't want to be a burden, do you? You don't want your family to go into debt over you, do you? Yeah, I can. Yeah, we've heard this one before.
Yep.
Years ago, same thing now, just a little bit different play on words, but same story.
Absolutely. In fact, I knew someone very well that was convinced he listened to that, and he decided he was a burden on his family. And he committed suicide, but he didn't do it through them. He did it with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Oh, and Lord, that didn't help the family much, did it?
No, it didn't help the family at all.
Not at all, folks. Not at all. I had a good friend who's way back long ago and far away, met him in the military. His mother had committed suicide, and he came home as a young boy, found his mother had hung herself. And he ended up having to take her down and stuff. By the time help, I guess they were kind of remote. By the time somebody got there, he had already taken her down and dealt with it. And he still suffered, you know, here we were over in Nam together, and he was still suffering from that image that day. The people that do things like that don't realize what they do to the ones that are left behind.
Yeah, I know.
The pain it causes that doesn't go away, that lasts for a long, long, long time.
You know, here's an interesting art. You talk about lunacy. Over 600,000 illegal immigrants being tracked by DHS with criminal records. So they bring all these criminals. You got rapists, you got murderers, all of these people, and they bring them in here. They turn them loose in society. And then, Joe, they track them to see what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, I think that's Bravo Sierra, because I don't think they can. Remember, they're low on their budget at the FBI. They're short huge amounts of money. They're busy rounding up Roman Catholics and right-to-lifers and people at school board meetings. There's no way that in the world of these undocumented people going from city to city through the different gangs and street people, there's no way they can keep track of them. I know better than that. That is just not logical they can do that.
I know. You know, I
they
wanted
can
to...
People who have cell phones and bank accounts and things like that that they can follow, you know. The people that use, you buy the cell phone, what are they called? Throwaways. You know, they can't keep track of people like that. We know better.
Okay, here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 34, they quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant, and fight, and turned to fight the armies of the illegal aliens. There you go. I added that word illegal. But armies.
But the army of the aliens, that was Hebrews.
Of the aliens. No, Hebrews 11, verse 34.
Oh, 11, verse 30. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
11, verse 34, Joe.
34, gotcha. Okay, there it is, yeah.
Okay, so I think what I'm going to do is open the phone lines and take some calls.
Oh, could I throw in one bit of good news?
Yeah, go ahead. We need some good news.
You were in the military as well as I was.
I know that.
Now, Israel is doing something that I think is unheard of. I've never seen it before. I've read a lot of military history, never heard of it happening. They are getting ready to move into Rafah, and what they are up to is they are getting ready to move over 1 million people out of the area to a safe area under their control and protection as they go in, because all the Hamas leaders are embedded in Rafah. So instead of going in and fighting their way through, they're going to try and get 1 million people out. Whether it takes 2-3 weeks, they're going to try and evacuate 1 million people, put them in a protected environment, and then go into Rafah after the 4 battalions of Hamas and their leaders. This is unheard of. I have never heard of a nation trying to do something this big to keep from having civilian casualties. It's a fantastic idea. If they can pull it off, it'll be, I think, a first in the world. I may be wrong, but
by the time NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, PMS, NBC, the way they get that story and they twist it around, is going to sound exactly the opposite of what the reality is.
Oh, they're going to make it sound like they're herding the cattle or something. Yeah. Well,
you know, right now when the border, right now they're still coming through. Biden is bringing in terrorists. He's bringing in human traffickers. He's bringing in drug dealers. He's bringing in rapists. He's bringing in the worst of the worst. He's by right now over 10 million since he's been in office as he brought in. And guess what? All this thing about Trump, the trial of Trump, a lot of that stuff is just to keep the focus off what's happening on the border.
Other places, the economy, the border, your gasoline prices, your food prices, your rent prices. We're not going to get any reduction in the interest rates. In fact, they may have to raise. Well, they can't because it's an election, so the Fed will not raise interest rates. But they sure as heck, they cannot cut them like everybody thought.
Yep.
And they can't raise them because it's an election year. They can't do anything bad 6 months before an election.
Soros-funded California DA Gascon dropped charges against Connect CEO for political reasons after he was caught storing U.S. election data in China. The FBI... The FBI also mysteriously dropped the investigation. What are they hiding? That's right.
Yeah.
In October of 22, Connect CEO Eugene Yu was arrested in Michigan in connection with the theft of personal data. The alleged stolen data belonged to poll workers that was subject to True of the Vote in Arizona in August 2022, in which Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips singled out the Michigan-based company. During the Pitt conference, Phillips and Engelbrecht alleged they were cooperating with the FBI in Michigan about data being sent overseas by this company. The investigation quickly turned on them after the FBI distanced itself from it, and for some strange reason... Okay, and so there you go. And here it goes on to say, in this instance, it appears they were working for the Chinese communist and against the American people, as referring to the FBI.
Wow.
So, okay,
it
there you go.
It's proud to be an American, doesn't it?
Yep.
Got the best corrupt government money can buy.
Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. Nationwide, we'll take your call at 888-677-9673. Telegram founder claims U.S. intelligence attempted to hire his employees and sought backdoor access to spies on users. Biden's FBI pressured me. Okay, so an explosive interview with Tucker Carlson, Pavel Durov, Russian-born Emirati French entrepreneur and the founder of the popular instant message app Telegram, made shocking revelations about the U.S. government attempt to infiltrate the application, widely known for its strong stance on their privacy. Durov claimed that the FBI expressed interest in creating a backdoor into the Telegram app to spy on its users. There you go. Well, I mean, I guess they never quit, right?
Yeah, they don't. It reminded me of a cartoon I saw, one of those crazy protesters out there, you know, death to America, down with capitalism and all this. But then the other half of the cartoon was, but pay off my student loan debt first.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, we hate America. We want to get rid of capitalism. But while we're at it, pay off my student loan debt, please, so I can vote for Biden.
Now, the Democrats were trying to do for something. They're up to it. Now, here's what's the chatter. The chatter keeps saying out there they've picked out a date, and the date is June 13th. that on that day is what they're saying. Now, we haven't been able to have any, you know, verification of this. I don't know how you could verify something like this, but they say on that day that Biden's going to step down and they're going to put in a mystery candidate. And so here, it's an interesting thing because the state official rejects Dems' illegal plan to sneak Biden on the 2024 ballot. A state official in Ohio has rejected Democrats' illegal plan to sneak Joe Biden's name onto the 2024 presidential ballot. A lawyer for the leftist party had wanted the state to accept a provisional certification of Biden and Kamala Harris as candidates, but Attorney General Dave Yost's office found the move simply it is not provided by for the law. Instead, the law mandates that the Democratic Communist Party to actually certify its president and vice president candidates on or before August 7th. No alternative process is permitted, the statement said. So the problem is that Democrats focused for the last few years on trying to exclude President Trump from the 2024 ballots, overlooked state requirements for certification and their convention. So officially name Biden as the candidate doesn't happen until the end of August. See, that's why they try to get him on the ballot early.
Yeah.
Because I got it. Okay, we see what they're doing. There's nothing that these people will do that's upright. Everything they do has gotta be dirty. It's gotta be illegal. It's gotta be crooked. There's nothing. There's nothing at all left about that party that's not totally corrupted. And so, there you go. Mortgage rates still sail past 7% as the market moves into critical spring home buying season. I don't look good for home buyers right now, Joe.
Also, there's a lack of homes for sale. Why, if I'm sitting on a home loan that's a 2 to 3% loan and, 4%, if I sell my house, if it's not paid off, I want to buy a new house, I have to refinance the balance at 7%, not 3 or 4%. That's going to keep me, maybe it wouldn't be kind of dumb to sell. I might as well pay, stay in this house and pay it off at that low rate of interest, because 7%, that really increases the size of your payment, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. So
it keeps people from moving. It keeps people from either older people from getting a smaller place, or just anybody wanting a bigger place. Well, I got to really, unless you can. They say most of the mortgage loans going through right now are cash loans. They're buying, they're buying the property cash because nobody wants to finance.
All righty. Again, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. Joe, where did we hear about this before? Confirmed research reveals COVID mRNA vaccines contain component that suppresses immune response and stimulates cancer growth. No kidding. How many times has Wendy talked about that?
Yeah, a whole bunch. I really didn't count, but she and other people, we've done several stories about cancers, the heart. That's just one of many problems they've had with people that took the vaccines. The more vaccine they had, the more heart and cancer problems they seem to have.
But, yeah.
Not according to the government, which we trust implicitly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
A comprehensive review by an international consortium of scientists has raised serious concerns about the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine safety profile. Oh, boy. Review articles are summaries of current research on a popular topic. They are also sometimes called literature reviews on a secondary sources. Here it says the review, the N1-methyl, methylpseudouridine, or friend or foe of cancer, published on Science Direct, delves into the potential implications of the vaccine ingredient N1 methyl, there you go with that word again,
Sudiridine,
okay, that may play a role in the immune suppression and cancer. Well, they know it. They know that this has been the case all along. People are sick and people are dying. Lots of people, millions and millions of people have died because, but it doesn't matter because Big Pharma have made a lot of money off that vaccine. We'll be back after this. When your world has come unglued and you don't know what to do, remember God, He's the one that made you. When the world has put you down and your life is one big frown, remember Him, He's the one who loves you. And through all kinds of trouble, you'll find He'll never change. Through the good times and the sorrows, Almighty God is still His name. When you've been done all wrong and you need someone who's strong, remember Him, He's the one who loves you. And through all kinds of trouble, you'll find He'll ever change. When the world has found you guilty, He'll take away the blame.
Away the blame.
He's always right. He's never wrong. He'll make your troubles all be gone. Remember Him. He's the one who loves you. 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 Remember Him. He's the one who died for you. That's right. That is right. Remember Him. And boy, that guy can sing, Jim. There you go.
He can, but, you know, we'll leave it at that.
All righty. Why, do you think you could do a better job?
No, I'm not saying I can sing at all.
All righty. Okay. I agree with you. We've got AC. Hey, AC.
Hello, pastors.
How are you?
There's a messianic Bible teacher out there saying that many of the early church fathers were anti-Semitic.
Oh, and brother.
This guy is also saying that the editors of the King James Version, people that put the King James Version, were anti-Semitic also. In fact, it looks as though he's saying that somehow he's correlating the early church fathers with the editors of the King James Version. And that's absolutely false. There is no anti-Semitism in the King James Version. And this guy is also pushing a post-tribulation rapture, which will not happen. And he is saying that Israel is a symbol of the church. Well, I don't know of any New Testament writer that ever wrote about Israel being a symbol of the church. They always made a distinction between Israel and the church.
Exactly, yeah.
This guy's putting out false teaching. He's nationally known, and people need to wake up, because They're in for a fool, and if they think the church is going through the tribulation period, it will not go through the tribulation period.
Well, so, I mean, we're living in those days where they're coming out of the woodwork. This is, you're going to see, and that's exactly what he tells you, that many, 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 many false prophets will come forward. And boy, are they coming out of the woodwork now, aren't they?
Right.
So anyhow, well, I understand you're going to be given an education on 144,000.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Joe Biden's not one of the 144,000, is he?
No, he's not. kind of shocking what he said about his uncle getting eaten by cannibals.
Yeah, I'm amazed. I mean, this guy comes up with some of the best corn pop, you know, and here, every time he's, you know, first he's part Jewish, he was part Puerto Rican, you know, everywhere he went, he had some relatives, you know, you talk about a real la-la lander, but, well, what can I tell you? You know,
you go back to stories he's told. I don't think they found one of them to be true, as far as I can remember back looking at about a two dozen stories and lies he's told. I don't think they've fact-checked and found one to be right yet, have they?
No. As far as the Democratic Communist Party go, they'd be more apt to eat the cannibals than the other way around.
they tax them to death.
Yep. Okay,
they get them under government control shortly. You know, there's something. Yeah, there's got to be a bad thing to there.
Yeah. Well, we're living in those days when the Lord is saying, "Who should I send?" And again, it's up to us. We run to this battle. We run to this battle. And anyhow, AC, you should have been at the church yesterday. That was just amazing. You know what we learned there, and there's things happening, and I can't talk about everything we have that we know what's happening out there, but there are groups of real Christian patriots that are coming together to stand and take a stand for the people, for their land. So anyhow, that's a little bit of good news.
We've got to back up what's in the Constitution. People have to get out and vote and get, you know, that's a priority, to make sure that people go out and vote.
Yeah, absolutely. But this, you know, and they're gearing up now. They want more of this mail-in votes, more mail-in ballots. They're going to flood the ideas. They're going to flood it with illegal ballots. And in the blue states, they'll just count all the illegal ballots, okay? I mean, the corruption is there. They can't, you know, they have to be, they can't do anything right. They can't do anything upright. It's totally against their character. I mean, when was the last time you saw the Democrats doing anything that was not corrupt?
Can't think of anything real crisp. In fact, I don't think I could come up with anything if you gave me another hour.
Yep. So, all right. That's what's happening there. So, all right. Now, I guess you're not going to tell us who this person is that you're talking about.
We lost him.
Okay.
Would he drop or get dropped?
No, I think he didn't want to mention this name.
Oh, okay.
Because it's possible, I hope not, but this person could be, say, like, on a Salem network, and on a Salem network, you're not allowed to be mentioning.
Yes.
Now, you wouldn't think that he would be on a Salem network, but remember Rick Warren was for a while. And then finally they dropped him. All right, Google employees arrested after staging protests inside the CEO's office demanding Google to cut ties with Israel. And eventually, they're all going to cut ties with Israel. Scripture says Israel's going to be standing all by herself, isn't she, Joe?
It seems to be the way history of Israel's gone, except for a short time there. But they have God on their side, and Israel isn't going to get overrun till he allows it.
You got, surprise, surprise, pro-Hamas road blockers being bailed out. Those that were going and sitting on the bridges, they're being bailed out by organizations funded by George Soros. Surprise, surprise.
You know, that name, it just seems like he comes up, what, two or three times a week? It's incredible. He's like an octopus. He has arms into everything, money into everything. He's going to be, we've mentioned this before, like public enemy number one. He's the worst enemy America has, I believe.
Hell's mouth is open wide, waiting for him to get inside.
Yeah, something like that. Well, There's another one out there, but, we always talk about Alejandro Mayorkas. Well, he had an interview with NBC News, and they asked him what possible executive actions the president could take on the immigration crisis at the border that he hasn't or wouldn't be legally challenged, wouldn't be challenged if he did. And they asked him, why not take this executive action now, according to David Noriega? And he said, well, this is Mayorkas. What executive action are you suggesting that we take that we haven't taken that would survive scrutiny? Mayorkas responded. Biden himself said he was examining, in an April 9th interview, he said he was examining whether he had the power to curb illegal immigration. Remember, he used his authority in the first month to issue, 50, 60, 90, I don't remember, a flurry of policies reversing every Trump-era border security measure. And now he's saying, we're examining whether or not I have that power, Biden told Univision. There's no guarantee that I have the power all by myself without legislation. I've never heard of a bigger bunch of, he's talking again out of both sides of his mouth. He got rid of all those Trump executive orders. He had the authority to delete them, stop them, whatever the correct terminology is. And now he's saying, I don't know. I don't think I have the power to reinstate them.
Well, what Biden is saying is, look, the American people think that I'm decrepit, and I think that the American people are stupid because look what I'm doing to them. And I keep convincing them that we're not doing it to them. And the vast, there's only, a small number of us that really understand what's happening. I mean, that are not la-la landers completely.
You don't think that is crystal clear? He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. In one hand, he had all the power to do this. And then he's saying, well, I don't know if I have the power to correct what I did. I don't know if I have the power to fix the border crisis that he made. I mean, this is doublespeak. This is just, diametrically opposed language. We can't be the only people that catch on to this. I mean, it's so plain, it's not even funny.
Well,
maybe that's just me. I just look at that and go, how can people not see that truth?
God's word, the Bible is clear, Joe. You're going to reap what you sow. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. And they're making a mockery of God.
Yeah, they are. They're making a mockery of truth and of the American people and of the presidential office. I mean, he's making a mockery of just about everything. Now, of course, the worst is about God, but I mean, he's making a mockery of about the people out there, the voters, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. That's right. He's telling us he thinks that the voters are very stupid.
You'll never catch what I'm doing. I'm too smart for you. I can say two different things and get you to believe that both opposite things are true. Yeah,
here's what polls are saying right now. They're taking all these polls that in the 2024 election, there's going to be a very, very large pool of voters who pulled the lever for Biden in 2020, but now they are saying, no, now they're going to be pulling the lever for Trump. And it's called the Biden regret factor, and it's real. And well, you know, here's the funny thing. Gateway Pundit says, this could help Trump. Yeah, I guess it could help Trump, you know. And one such person is a writer named Sasha Stone. She has been completely red-pilled, and she is very good at explaining why. She says the Democrats and the media are doing with perfect clarity. She also understands how leftist minds work because she was one until fairly recently. Not anymore, she writes at Substack. Okay, there you go. Well, she goes on to say, 6 years ago, I stood a few feet away from Joe Biden at a fundraiser and was certain that he was the only person who could save the country from Donald Trump. However, by the end of the election, I would leave the Democratic Communist Party for good. I saw them as corrupt, too powerful, dangerous, and the very democracy they now claim they want to protect. Now I wake up every morning in a panic that our last best hopes of ending the monopoly of power on the left rests on the imperfect shoulders of Donald Trump. Well,
wow. So some people are waking up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just like right now, one of the things I was looking at, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer are teaming up to demand Netanyahu resign. He's an obstacle to peace in Israel. And why? Well, he just will not go along with a two-state solution. And they say, well, we reject Israel's right to protect itself, but we reject the policy and practice of Netanyahu, you know, trying to defend Israel, yeah. And what could be worse than what he has done in response?
Chuckie Schumer.
It's terrible. Yeah,
Chuckie Schumer
said Israel. That's terrible.
Chuckie Schumer is a treasonous Jew. He's
yeah.
the very worst anti-Semitic, anti-Israel people.
Well, he belongs to the synagogue of Satan.
Exactly. He does. That's exactly what he belongs to. Those that say they are Jews but are not are the synagogue of Satan. That is
yeah.
Chuckie Schumer to the core.
Well, they're both quotes. He has been an obstacle to the two-state solution. I emphasize the word solution. There is no such thing as a two-state solution. Jews gave Gaza in 2005 autonomy. They said, okay, here you are. You're under self-rule. We're going to withdraw troops. We're
Joe, I got to. We've got to. I've got to get in
the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to get into giving that message. You know, we, you know, all during the program, we keep quoting the Bible. Keep quoting every single day. We keep quoting the Bible. Why? Well, because it is the standard. It's the one thing. It's the ultimate authority, the ultimate authority. You're not going to, like God's word, the Bible says, heaven and earth to pass, but those words will stand forever. They'll live forever.
Yeah, the worlds were framed by the word of God, is what Scripture says.
Right, and so we always wait to the end of the program because the last thing we want people to remember is that invitation because, again, we remind them that every night, all across this planet, people's souls will be required of them. And, Joe, I will bet probably 90% of the people that die every night are not planning on dying at all, okay? And, you know, here, but you see, it's not their call. It's God's call. Well, tonight, you know, how many young people are going to get shot and killed in Chicago? And in New York and in San Diego and these cities.
Or drug overdose or die in a alcohol car accident that involves death. You know?
Over 100,000 a year dying of fentanyl poisoning alone here.
Yeah,
and,
just alone.
And so, folks, the thing of it is, dying is not a tragedy. Everybody you know is going to die, right?
Amen. And, folks,
and everybody they know is going to die. But to die in your sin, to die unsaved in your sin, that is a tragedy. That's because that's something you cannot undo. They, you know, it reminded me of here, this woman, this guy had caught his wife in infidelity, and she was asking him to, can't we save our marriage? Can't we save our marriage? He took her to the sink. He took a glass of water, and he said, and he poured it down the sink. He said, if you can put that water back in the glass, then we'll save our marriage. In other words, that's not likely to happen. And folks, out there again, when you die in your sin, that's forever. That's forever. Folks, I mean, forever is a real long time.
Yeah, and, a very, very, very long time.
Right. Now, God's Word, the Bible, is pretty accurate. It's perfectly accurate, and it doesn't stutter. It tells you, when you die, you're going to end up in heaven or hell. That's a reality. You will. Nobody goes anywhere else. They're either going to heaven or they're going to hell. No place else, folks. And let me tell you, when we always, there are people, all these people that say, well, I don't really believe that. Well, you're going to. There's absolutely no chance at all that you won't believe that, folks, because there's no unbelievers in heaven and hell. So tonight, if you have not done it, you might not get it tomorrow, folks. You don't. You might run out of tomorrow's tonight. So here's what you need to do. You need to do exactly what the Lord Jesus said. He knew what he's talking about. He tells you this. He said, look, here's what you do. Go pray to the Father. You pray to the Father. Now, when the preacher gives that invitation, he is just the messenger. That's why we tell you this all the time. You've listened. Many of you out there probably said, you know, I didn't do it that time. I didn't do it the time before. I didn't do it the time before. You may be running out of times. And so Jesus said, pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. And if you do that, acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner. And a sinner needs a Savior. Acknowledge the fact that Christ died a substitutionary death. He took your place. He hung up there on that cross where you should have been, right? And folks, if you do that, if you acknowledge that, and then you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. Now, it's got to be all or nothing. It's got to be, he tells you that he's got to come first before mother, father, sister, brother. You ask him to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations at all. If you'll do that, he will honor that commitment. One thing, God is the only one that can always do what he says. He's the only one. We have good intentions, but a lot of times we can't even fulfill the promises we make. If you'll do that, you'll become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be on a road to immortality. You say, immortality? That's what God has said. And believe me, he can do it. He said he could do it, and we've seen him do it. And so I would do that tonight, and you'd be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. You'd be a new creature, born-again believer, and dwelt with the Holy Spirit. It's the most important thing you can ever do. No one has ever done anything, ever could, ever would do, that would mean more to them than that. Well, we're running out of time again. And so, as we come to this time every night, here's what we say. We say to all of you out there, good night. We say, God bless you all.
God bless.
And then we say, always,
always,
always.
Always.
We do mean always, right?
Right.
Keep fighting the. Get ready, Joe.
I jumped
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.